Hey K-pop fans, welcome to Journeys Through K-pop. Are you a new fan who's not sure what groups to check out first? Or are you a seasoned listener on the lookout for new groups? Do you just like hearing the ups and downs of all kinds of groups? My name is Zange. I used to be overwhelmed with the sheer amount of K-pop groups and soloists that are out there. I only stuck to listening to a couple of groups that I knew I liked and didn't bother to branch out. I just thought there were way too many options out there. However, I was eventually able to branch out because of recommendations I got from friends. They were tailored to me and the genres of music I already knew I liked, so once I knew what I was looking for, finding new groups on my own was a breeze. In this podcast, you will get recommendations of different K-pop groups and songs based on genres that you may already be familiar with. You'll also learn some of the history behind each group and where they are today. So, let's dive in! Alright, welcome to the very first episode of Journeys Through K-Pop. If you're listening to this on our premiere, thank you so much for giving us a listen. If not, that's okay, we're still glad you decided to listen anyways. Today, we will be covering TWICE. I do not think I could have picked a better group to cover for the first episode, but without further ado, we're gonna jump into it. So, TWICE is a girl group under JYP Entertainment consisting of 9 members, and those members are Nayeon, Jonghyun, Momo, Sana, Jiyo, Mina, Dayeon, Chaeyoung, and Tsui. We are just going to jump right into their history starting from their pre-debut. So, did you know that TWICE almost wasn't TWICE? In late 2013, JYP Entertainment actually announced that they would be debuting a girl group in the first half of 2014, and this group would have been called 6mix. And some of the members that later would go on to be in TWICE were actually a rumored part of this group, specifically Nayeon, Jonghyun, and Jiyo. But unfortunately, 6mix's debut was canceled because 2 of the other members that were meant to be in this group left the company. So 6mix's debut was canceled, scrapped as an idea. Then later in 2015, JYP Entertainment announced that they would be forming another girl group through an elimination style show called 16. If you're familiar with the Produce 101 series, it's kind of a similar concept, except with way less contestants. This was originally meant to form a group of 7. However, in the final episode, there were 2 members who were previously eliminated added to this final lineup to create 9, those members being Momo and Tsui. Initially, they got some flack for adding members to the group that were already eliminated from the show, but that eventually blew over. And now we are going to move on to their debut. So October 20th, 2015 was TWICE's debut with the release of the mini album, The Story Begins, with the title track, Like Ooh Ah. And fun fact, Like Ooh Ah was actually a bit of a sleeper hit. At release, it started out in a kind of mediocre position on the charts. I want to say it was about the mid-20s. But after about a month, it actually did manage to get top 10 on the Gaon charts. And as a result of this bit of late-found success, they won a Rookie of the Year award at MAMA, which is an award ceremony, the Mnet Asian Music Awards. That is what that stands for. So we have our first little era that we're going to get into from 2016 to 2018. And I divided it up like this because many of their early title tracks from this era are very cutesy and bubblegum pop. And those title tracks are specifically Cheer Up, TT, Knock Knock, Signal, Likey, Heartshaker, and What Is Love. So if you're into the really cutesy or the really bubblegum pop music, you should definitely give a listen to those title tracks specifically. There are definitely a bit of electropop influences in the mix as well. So starting off with 2016, we have the release of their second mini album, Page 2, with the title track Cheer Up. We have to talk specifically about Cheer Up because it did become a bit of a meme for a bit in South Korea, specifically with Sana's Shy 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 line. But I do believe that this helped boost the success of this song and the group. Because of the success that came from Cheer Up, it earned the group their first ever music show win, which is a really big deal for K-pop groups. We'll go over this in more detail in another episode. And Cheer Up actually won Song of the Year on two different awards shows. Moving on to later in the year with another mini album, Twice Coaster Lane 1, their title track TT. This was their biggest success yet on a local and an international level. On the local level, this album ended up being the best-selling girl group album of 2016. And internationally, this was the song that managed to be their first top five on the Billboard charts. Moving on to 2017, Twice Coaster Lane 2, which is actually a reissue of their previous album with the title track Knock Knock. Nothing really important happened there. Going on to Signal from the mini album of the same name. Interestingly enough, I don't know how it took them this long for this to happen, but this is the first title track that was written by JYP himself. Even though the group is under JYP Entertainment, I'm not sure how it took them that long, but we're not gonna question it. And then not too long after that happened, Twice had their Japanese debut. It was a compilation album of Japanese versions of all of their title tracks up until now called Hashtag Twice. Just because of time, I can't go too into detail of their Japanese career, but their debut was very well received and they're still quite successful in Japan today. Later in the year, they released their first full album, Twicegram, with the title track Likey, and then a few months later, they had a reissue called Merry and Happy with the title track Heartshaker. This one was just a little bit more holiday themed. Moving on to 2018 with What Is Love from the mini album of the same name. This album earned the group their first platinum certification. So the certification changes for every country, every music board, but it is largely dependent on how many copies that they sell. I don't know what the platinum certification number for Korean charts is off the top of my head, but it's still very impressive nonetheless. And if you're someone who really likes film, or you would call yourself a film buff, I highly encourage you to watch the music video for What Is Love. There's just so many little call-outs and references to different types of film. The one that I picked up on right away was La La Land, so I would just encourage you to watch it, see what you can find, see what you can notice. And then after this point, title tracks start getting diversified in genre, and they also start maturing a little bit more in their theme as the girls in the group are getting older. I would say some of these title tracks are leaning much more into EDM and electropop genre-wise, specifically Dance the Night Away, Yes or Yes, Fancy, Feel Special, More and More, and Talk That Talk. But some of their other title tracks from this period are different genres. We'll cover those when we get there. Later in 2018, they released a reissue of What Is Love called Summer Nights, with Dance the Night Away being that title track. Then they released Yes or Yes with the title track of the same name. And then later that year, they had another reissue, but this time it was for Yes of Yes. It was called The Year of Yes with the title track The Best Thing I Ever Did. This one's a bit more R&B style. It definitely gives off holiday vibes, but I don't think it's explicitly a holiday song. Moving on to 2019, there's the album, mini album Fancy You with the title track Fancy, and the mini album Feel Special with the title track of the same name. Going on to 2020, we have the mini album More and More with the title track of the same name. I am starting to notice a theme here. But more importantly, this album broke the group into the Billboard Top 200 for the first time. That's the American music album chart for those who aren't aware. And this is important because Twice was the fifth girl group to achieve this. So it's definitely very notable. Later on in the year, they released their second full album, Eyes Wide Open, with the title track I Can't Stop Me. And if you're a fan of synthwave, you gotta listen to I Can't Stop Me. It's so, so good. If you want to relive your 80s music passions, go listen to this track. Moving on to 2021 with the mini album Taste of Love and title track Alcohol Free. This one's got a bit more of bossa nova influences. It's just very chill, very summery. If that's your vibe, definitely listen to this. And later that year, they released their third full album. It's called Formula of Love. O plus T equals the little heart emoji. I'm just gonna call it Formula of Love for simplicity's sake. That had the title track Scientist, and that one was a bit more funk inspired. And this was about the time that I became a fan of the group, because I just saw this album in Barnes & Noble one day, figured I'd buy it because I recognized the group. And I went home. I think I was working on homework and needed some music to listen to, so I popped the CD in, listened to the songs, and who? You can definitely tell that a lot of my biases come from this album. You can definitely tell I like this album a lot later on down the line. But more importantly, around this time is when they also started releasing original English singles on a regular basis. So, a little bit of backstory. It was in 2018 where they released a digital English single of a cover of I Want You Back, as you all know, by the Jackson 5. I'm not entirely sure what it was for or why they recorded it. I think they had to record it for something else and they just decided to release it as a digital single. But this was just when they were starting to release original English songs on a regular basis. They're actually all quite good. Moving on to 2022, we have another mini album between 1 and 2 with the title track Talk That Talk. Later on down the line, it was time for the members to decide whether or not to renew their contracts. Most contracts in the K-pop industry these days last around 7 years, so the time was definitely right for the contract renewals. Thankfully, all the members renewed their contracts. Going ahead to 2023, with another mini album, Ready to Be, and the title track Set Me Free. This one's more disco inspired. It's just generally kind of funky, and if you like disco or funk, you should definitely listen to Set Me Free. Going on to 2024, their most recent release, mini album With Youth, and the title track One Spark. This track harkens just a bit back to their roots thematically. Musically, it's pretty in line with the title tracks they've been releasing. And as of now, two members have gone solo, Nayeon in 2022, Geo in 2023. They have one subunit, Misamo, consisting of Mina, Sana, and Momo, who released a single in 2023 as well. And overall, they're just very successful and popular, and they're honestly one of the most well-known girl groups out there today, which makes it really fitting that they're the first one I'm talking about. Like, if you knew nothing about K-pop coming into this podcast, this would have easily been one of my very first recommendations to you to go listen to. So I'm very glad I picked this to be the topic of our first episode. Okay, moving on to our next segment. It is B-side recommendation time. So how this works. We've been talking a lot about the title tracks lately. Now we get to talk about the B-sides a little bit, and for not all groups, but most groups, the B-sides is where they get a bit more experimental in genres and such. It's basically for songs that maybe won't be commercially popular, but they'll appeal to fans of the group. And one genre that is almost consistently found in B-sides for many, many groups are ballads, so that's what we're gonna start with. So, personal recommendations for ballads, Aftermoon, 2129, BS1, and if you're more of a power ballad person, we've got one of those too. It's called Cactus. Honestly, one of my favorites. Moving on to Latin pop, there's a surprising amount of Latin pop in their B-sides, but we're going to recommend 132, Firework, and Hell in Heaven. Did you know that Twice has a dubstep song? I didn't. But they have one, and it's called Deja Vu. And fair warning, if you're gonna listen to this song, the dubstep is basically just like one section. It's not like the whole song. which kind of shocked me at first because every time I heard like a clip or a preview of the song, it was always the dubstep section, so I thought that's what most of the song was going to be. Now you have a little bit of warning, so if you do listen to it, you're not overly disappointed. Moving on, we actually have a reggae pop style song. It's called Icon. I think this was their first English, like all English song that I listened to. It's not one of their English singles though, but it's okay. It's still a good song anyways. Going on to their soul influenced songs, they do have a good amount of these, but I'm specifically going to recommend Rewind, Ice Cream, and Donut, which Donut is actually one of their Japanese singles, but it's still a very good song. If you're into like slower soul, jazzy type songs, definitely check that out. And if you're a really big fan of city pop, there's a couple of songs there for you too, specifically Say Something and Moonlight. And we are going to leave it off with some of their disco-influenced B-sides. We have Wallflower, Turn It Up, and FILA, Fall in Love Again, all very disco-inspired. There are definitely more B-songs for each of these genres out there, and definitely more genres that I haven't even listed. But these are just some basics to get you started. Like, if you already know you like a type of music, then these are some songs that I would just recommend listening to right off the bat. And now for the last song I'm going to talk about, it is my personal favorite song. It is Last Waltz from their Formula of Love album. You can tell that it's my favorite album because a lot of my recommendations come from this album, but this is my like absolute favorite of their songs overall. If you listen to one of their B-sides, listen to this one. The title tracks you should just listen to anyways because those are all really good. But if you only listen to one B-side, listen to this one. They have put strings throughout this song, and I wasn't expecting that when I first listened to it. If you put strings in a song where I am not expecting strings, you already win because they have a tendency to sound super cool when mixed with instruments that you wouldn't typically find in an orchestra, for example. And honestly, overall, this song just reminds me of a ticking clock, and I just love that because the general concept is, oh, time's running out with this person. What am I going to do? And honestly, the whole song just really gives off that feeling, and we are going to end it there for today. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this. We will see you in the next episode with Stray Kids. Hey, K-pop fans, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please take just a moment to leave a review and share it with any friends who might enjoy it. Also, be sure to subscribe to Zange's YouTube channel, Zange DuPont. It makes me so happy to know that you're enjoying this podcast. I'll be back next week with another episode. Later!